right, we're here at the Augusta Civic Center. Day two has just wrapped up. Fans are filing out. We have just completed the Class A North boys quarterfinals. Tonight's game, the late game, number one Hamden held off Brewer 48-40. To kick off the evening session, Coney against a pretty game Camden Hillside 61-57. In the afternoon, Nokomis had no trouble at all. They beat Erskine 70-45. And Madomic, in the upset of the first round here, of the quarterfinals, they beat Skowhegan by 32, 63-31. Gentlemen, I'm joined by Drew Bonifant and Travis Lazarczyk from the Central Maine group here. KJ and Morning Sentinel well represented. I'm tired. Anyway, can you tell?
It's been a long day.
Anyway, what kind of jumps out at you guys when you look at these four games we just saw?
I mean, the biggest surprise of the day, I thought, was Madomic's win over Skowhegan. It was a close game, a tight game, looked just like their game from last year, up through, like, you know, 2.5 quarters, and then the roof just, or the four fell out, the roof caved in, whatever you want to say. Skowhegan just, it wasn't one particular thing. You know, it wasn't like they went ice cold from the field. I mean, they went cold, but it wasn't like they missed a ton of shots or just threw the ball in the stands or anything. It was just everything. They got called for charges, turnovers, missed shots, bad, you know, couldn't get back with defense. It just, the whole thing fell apart. 35-2 run.
It just seemed, to me, it just seemed so sudden. And I think that's kind of what you're getting. I think that's the one thing that jumped out at me about that game. Travis, for you, what kind of jumped out at you tonight?
Well, one thing is Nokomis reaching the regional semifinals for the first time in 15 years. Yeah. It's been since 2003 when the Warriors last played in the regional semifinals. It was going back to when the A North tournament was at the old Bangor Auditorium. And you talk to some of the seniors on the Nokomis team now, and, like, you know, they don't remember. They were 2 or 3 years old when that happened. But they knew it had been 15 years, and they were very happy to get that off the team's schneid. Another thing that stands out to me is the way Coney just plays relentless defense up and down the court. I mean, we've seen it all year, so we're not surprised by it. But I think a team like Camden that's not quite ready for it, and particularly in the second half, it looked like even though they were staying close, they never looked like they were in danger of taking the lead from Coney.
Yeah, Coney has a way of making teams look uncomfortable, and I think that's what happened to Camden Hills. You mentioned the Nokomis game. I thought, for me, the quote of the night came from Erskine coach Tim Bonson, who, of course, was on the other side of that beatdown. Nokomis shot better than 72% from the floor in the first quarter. They made 8 of their first 11 shots. They were nearly perfect from three-point range. I think they were 5 of 6 or 5 of 7. In the first half, they shot over 64%. And Tim Bonson said, basically, I'm paraphrasing, he said, anybody who tells you that defense wins championships is lying. He's like, offense wins basketball games. And if you don't believe it, you've never played. I thought that was pretty good, because I think he felt like there was nothing we could have done to slow that down. So it was so that was pretty impressive. I think we're looking at, in Bangor today, some B North games that took place up there. And Travis, you had the good fortune of seeing a couple of good games. On the girls' side, number 4 Presque Isle beat number 5 MCI in overtime. And on the boys' side, in what I assume will become an instant classic. Instant classic.
Apologies to ESPN.
Winslow with a buzzer beater put back from Jake Lapierre. They beat Oceanside 39-38. Let me ask you this, Travis, because you're old like me, but I know your memory's fading, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Where does that rank in terms of all-time tournament games that you've seen and the way that thing finished?
It's in the top 2 or 3 for sure. It's right up there with the Class A North regional final a few years ago when Hamden beat Lawrence on a half-court heave, a bank three-pointer. And going back to my first year covering high school basketball in Maine, the 2000-2001 season, Bangor's Joe Campbell the tip-in to beat Deering for the state title game at the buzzer. So it's right up there amongst those games. Probably a shade lower than the Joe Campbell shot, because that was for a state title. This was a quarterfinal win. But it was just, you know, you could see, like, the instant celebration out of Winslow and the instant deflation out of Oceanside as it went in, and the backboard lit up with the end of the game sounding. And quite the finish for a Winslow team that had blown a 10-point halftime lead.
Yeah. It looked like they'd had a pretty easy time. One thing about that Winslow group, and I know you and I were talking about it here earlier tonight. We were just chatting during these games. Winslow has some kids in Mike Wilds, Jake Lapierre, who had the winning basket, and Jack Morneau.
Yes.
They're very accomplished athletes in a lot of different sports, whether it's track and field, whether it's soccer, whether it's basketball. those kids kind of know how to win. And I think it's not really a surprise that a group like that, to me anyway, I haven't been there, can blow a halftime lead like that and then still find enough at the end to win a game.
Yeah, and those kids have been in big games in soccer, and some of the other guys on the team, like Hunter Campbell and Cody Pomeroy, have been in big football games. Mm. So they've got kids who have won at everything they've played at. And it wasn't like, you know, yeah, they blew the lead, but they were still playing good defense. They held Oceanside to, 22 points in the second half, which is pretty good for a team of offensive firepower like the Mariners. They just weren't making shots, and Ken Lindelof, the Winslow coach, was saying that after the game, look, I was happy with the way we played defense for, almost all the game. We just got to make some more shots, and we don't put ourselves in that situation.
Yep. Some other games that we just want to mention real quick. B-South boys, Yarmouth beat Marinacook 43-33. For a Marinacook team that loved to shoot a ton and score a bunch of points, 33 really jumps out at you. Earlier today, much earlier, it feels like 3 days ago, but D-South boys, number one Greenville, had absolutely no trouble with Rangeley. They beat them 56-22. Seacoast Christian, number five, in a mild upset, they beat Forest Hills 78-67. I think a size advantage there for Seacoast Christian was just too much for Forest Hills. Anthony Amaro, the Forest Hills coach, joked afterwards about, I got to find a way to recruit somebody who's over 5'6". Valley and Temple, Valley beat Temple 45-44. Kind of a really interesting finish. Both teams had chances to win that game, to put the other team away, and couldn't do it. Valley holds on. And then D-South girls, Temple, slow start. They really rebounded. They beat Islesboro, which finished the game with four players, 56-32. Okay, so that recaps all the action for today. What did we, of all the games, whether it's A, B, or D today, what do we learn? What did you guys learn today?
I'll start. One thing I learned was that in that D bracket, Greenville is as good as advertised. A lot of skill and a lot of size for that team. They knock down shots. It brings everybody back from last year's team that won this regional championship. They're going to be tough. They're going to be tough to knock off. Rangers just didn't have a chance, and they'd say that. Rangers would admit we just didn't have a shot from the get go. And going to the A bracket, I think we saw that Jordan Roddy has a partner in crime. And Simon McCormick, a guy who is a very active, aggressive defender like Jordan is a very dangerous deep shooter. He wasn't necessarily last year; he is this year. Roddy is still the number one guy, but Simon McCormick is a player who can get hot for a quarter and give Coney an extra dimension.
Yeah, that he had a couple of really long three-pointers, including, a buzzer beater at halftime that was just, I mean, he was a few steps inside the court, it felt like. He just hauled it up and swish. Travis, what did you learn today?
We learned that despite rolling through the regular season in the Class A games anyway, only one loss was to a double-A team, Bangor, this Hamden team is not invincible. Brewer gave them all they could handle here, 48-40. In the last game of the night, and Coney, who beat this Hamden club last year in the quarterfinals, could give them some trouble with that full court pressure and up and down. We talk about Coney making you play faster than you want to play. Hamden's a team that likes to pass it around and be patient and find that open guy, and Coney might make them rush some things. We'll see Wednesday night.
Yeah, I think since you guys asked, I think what I learned today was I think it's funny that we talked last night about the A North girls and how unpredictable that bracket was going to be. Of course, all the top four seeds won. I think on the boys' side, and I think maybe I'm hitting on what you were talking about, Travis, is that I think that it's maybe more unpredictable than we kind of gave it credit for. Yeah. And I think, like you said, we talk about the way Coney wants to play. I think it's going to negate the physical size advantage that Hamden has. I think Hamden, unlike Hamden Hills, has the horses that might be able to kind of ride out that pace and make some shots. They found some transition against Brewer tonight, against Brewer's press. But I think Nokomis is as good as I had kind of heard. I hadn't seen them yet. And so I think they could be in the mix. I feel like of the four teams left, Dominick probably hit its peak today. I can't see them getting by Nokomis, but I think you could make a case for right now Coney, Hamden, or Nokomis to kind of come out of this bracket. I think any one of them you could feel like, oh, they got a shot if X, Y, or Z happens.
And we should have seen something like that coming. I mean, last year the three of the top four seeds in this bracket lost in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, right.
It's not unprecedented.
We probably should learn more from history.
and taking off on that Nakoba's point, you know, Zach Hartsgrove is arguably the best player in this bracket. I know he has company with guys like McIntyre for Hamden and Roddy for Coney, but he is a guy that when he is on, he just hits shots from all over the floor. And I think you were saying, Coach Bonson and Erskine was kind of lamenting that there's not much you can do to stop him when he is on. And if he stays hot throughout this tournament, Nokomis is going to be a tough out.
Yep. And he's unselfish, too. I think it's one of the things I saw today. I'm always, in some ways, it's not unlike what Gabrielle Wiener did yesterday for the Messalonskii girls, where she scores 27 points, but she also gives up the ball in the right situation. Zach did the same thing today. In the second half, he started to dish the ball. He started to find backdoor cuts. And I think it's just, obviously, it makes a player so dangerous when, I can score, but I can also make everybody else around me a lot better.
And he's got that sense where he's not an emotional guy, pounding his chest or getting people's face. He hits three straight shots. You look at him and he just straight faced. He doesn't ride the highs and lows of the games. He just comes out and plays.
Yep. So Sunday, of course, is a much needed rest day. I hope you guys are going to take advantage of that. But we'll be back on Monday. We've got some more D-South quarterfinals in the morning, and then at night we're going to roll into C-South Boys, which I think we're all kind of looking forward to that tournament.
Looks like one of the deeper brackets in the state, I think.
It looks like a very fun bracket with teams that can make a run at this all over the place. I mean, you go through 1 through 8 and you're finding teams at 4 and 5 who it's like, oh, that's a fifth seed? That Winthrop, as I think, is a lower seed than usual. So, that's going to have some fun games there.
Yep, so it should be fun. Our thanks again to Portland Glass. Everything on the site is free, centralmaine.com. Go visit our sports page. There are a ton of stories, videos, photo galleries, all the coverage from today, from the entire tournament. Make sure you read that. Drew, Travis, thanks for doing this again.
See you Monday.
I'm Travis Barrett. They're ready to kick us out of the Augusta Civic Center, so we are gladly going to oblige and head home for a day of rest. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for reading the coverage, and we'll see you again on Monday.